Time for a game report. At my house, second Friday of every month is game night. Normally, that's MechWarriors. We do play some Axis and Allies, War at Sea. We might play some other games. Normally, it's MechWarriors. This last time, nobody showed up. So it was me by myself watching TV. But Ken, one of the other guys who helped write these rules, works very close by and had an hour lunch. So he came into work a little early so he could take a little bit longer lunch. And he came over and we played a quick game. Our normal games are about 1,000 points. We played 750. I think he had 754 and I had 752 or so. No, I had 757. And he had 754. So we were real close to each other. He had a Nova Cat. He had the unique Chief King Crab. He had two Morningstar mobile HQs, and he had two Mars Assault Tanks. I had two Solitaires, Shadowhawk 2C, which I had never played before. I had a Vulture, which was my big gun, and I don't remember what my other mech was. It wasn't a big mech. It was a 150-point mech, 120 points, something like that. And then I had two mobile HQs, but they weren't the Morningstars. They don't even have a name. They're mobile HQ. Even numbers, but not an even match, not even close to an even match. He walked that Nova Cat up, and with our rules, no movement penalties, he just nailed the snot out of me. And he kept shutting me down. Normally, he can't shut me down. I have good rolls. Last time, every time he hit me with T-Simp, I'd shut down. I had to give it a restart order the next turn to keep from losing that 4 points of defense. And then I couldn't do anything. I had to get a command to be able to do anything. His Chief King Crab walked up to my Shadowhawk and just two turns, it was dead. That's all there was to it. Didn't nuke it, but killed it. My Solitaires are fast, and I flanked around to get behind to try to get his command units. And he started planking away with one of the Mars Assaults. After two turns, he had knocked one of the Solitaires out, but he had already decimated my bigger mechs, and he kept shutting down my Vulture, so there's no way I could do anything. Couldn't even keep up. We both had two commands. We both used them all the time. Just could not keep up. But he had big guns out, and I didn't. I was playing some units I hadn't played before and playing with some smaller, faster units to try to get around behind the big units and take out his command capability. It didn't work. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. It did not work that night. We played five turns, maybe. We played maybe four turns. That was it. And then he had to go back to work. 40 minutes or so. We'd have been done in seven turns, maybe. So an hour, we'd have been done, 750 points. And that's just because I couldn't roll for nothing. You know, I hit him every now and then, but I couldn't. I just had crappy dice that night. And I kept changing dice, and all my dice were crappy. You know how you change dice. You get the good ones. I didn't have good ones. Normally, I can't get shut down because I roll well, but it didn't happen. So a little 750-point skirmish. He just was wiping me up. If we'd have played till the end, there would have been no challenge. I might have taken out a couple of his units on his back flank, the Mars or the Morning Stars, but that would have been it. It would have been no other damage I could have done to him. It happens. It happens. Like I said, in our games, the Nova Cats are really powerful. The Vultures are too, but I didn't take advantage. I didn't hit him out as far away as I could have. I waited for him to get closer. I shouldn't have done that. I should have gone up and reached out with the ballistics a little earlier. Bad tactics on my part. But Ken has some pretty good tactics, and he puts out some powerful units. He really optimizes the points on his team. Sometimes I get a good team, sometimes not. I should have just put Poseidon out with his pilot, gunner, and engineer. That would have been pretty much the whole team, close to 750, and would have been fine. It would have been a good fight. But I didn't, and I lost, which is normal. It's all right. We'll have another game report, and next time we have another game, we might have a game a couple days before this is released. If we do, I might be able to insert it into this podcast. So if you're listening and you get two game reports, I did. If you only get this one game report, it didn't happen. That's how you'll know. Testing.
Yes, we are live. All right, stop making noise. This is Clay, and we are having another small battle at my house in the evening while Ken comes over for his lunch break. Tonight I'm playing Poseidon, and I'm playing the Bolt Arbalast with the pilot and the pilot, gunner, and the engineer for the Poseidon, giving me a total of 755 points. And here's Ken.
Good evening, this is Ken. In this game, I will be playing the unique Chief King Crab, a Novacat, a couple of Mars assault tanks, and two Morningstar mobile HQs.
And I believe that's 752 points. The review will come next.
Okay, we're back with the game report from that game. That first part there was recorded in the dining room. That's why the sound is all echoey and everything. Also, that's proof that Ken really does exist. He's not just a figment of my imagination. I would never dream up something like that. Either way. Well, the game report is going to be about as long as the game was. He stomped me. I had two units, 755 points, two units. Bolt Arbalast with the J.P. Millihue, or whatever his name is, pilot, and the Poseidon with my preferred pilot, gunner, and engineer. I can't remember their names. The King Crab and the Novacat just stomped me. But I had some really crappy die rolls. In our game, you can use all your weapons in every turn. And the Poseidon has six shots doing that. I fired six times at the Chief King Crab and missed all six times. Absolute crappy die rolls. I managed to hit him, I think, once. He hit me every time he shot at me almost. My Bolt Arbalast actually did as much damage to the Novacat as my Poseidon did to the Chief King Crab. I had a good die roll with him. It was a horrible game. It was fun. Don't get me wrong. Enjoy playing. Enjoy fighting against Ken on the table like that. But got my butt kicked. And didn't hardly even scratch his armor. It was really, really embarrassing. My single die rolls were all good. Fours, fives, and sixes. My three dice die rolls were crap. I was rolling nines and tens. I needed 15s and 16s. Total dirt. Usually Poseidon does a little better than that. Got stomped. And there's no strategy in a game like that. When you have two units against his two, it's a straight-on fight. His other four units were coming in. I could have handled them probably if I could have got through his mechs, but just couldn't do it. And my Poseidon even had repair. I kept repairing two clicks. I kept doing good die rolls. Had my repair, couldn't do it. So that's that game report. Quick, that was a four, maybe five turn game, and it was over. We didn't have to call it because of time. He had 20 minutes left before he had to even leave to go back to work. Really, really horrible. Next time, Ken. Next time.